Welcome to the SDC Daily Podcast. This term we're looking at Matthew's Gospel. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello there. It is Friday the 23rd of October and I'm so glad that you can join me whatever time of the day you're listening to this. This is the Daily Podcast from SDC Sheffield. My name is Sam and we're going to be taking a few moments now to look at the scriptures together and be encouraged by Jesus' words in Matthew's Gospel. Now this week we've had a bit of a pick and mix and we've heard some amazing thoughts from other members of the staff team. And if you've missed any of them, I'd really encourage you to listen back and to catch up. So today we land in Matthew 15 and we're going to be looking together specifically at verses 10 and 11. But first of all, let me set the scene. In this chapter, we see a group of Pharisees come to Jesus and his disciples and accuse them of disobeying their age-old traditions. Namely, they're ignoring the tradition of the ceremonial washing of hands before they eat. There's this back and forth as Jesus defends the actions of his disciples, making plain the hypocrisy of the Pharisees whilst offering an insight into the workings of the kingdom of God. So anyway, here is verses 10 and 11. Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." So Jesus has an issue with the Pharisees. He sees their hypocrisy. He can see straight through all of their gimmicks. They've taken God's law, which is good and true, and they've abused it to make themselves seem righteous and holy, more so than anyone else. They've added so much to the law that it is almost impossible to maintain. And so when they do keep these commandments, they seem even better and even more righteous. So in come the Pharisees and the other teachers of the law, and they challenge the disciples over their upkeep of the traditions of their people. Plain and simple, Jesus says that it is not what is done to the outward appearance. It's not the following of the rules. It's not the upkeep of tradition or the maintaining of customs that makes someone clean, that makes someone righteous. It's nothing to do with the outward appearance. Jesus says that it is all to do with the heart. It is all to do with what is on the inside. And his warning and challenge here is that our lives become what our hearts are full of. We must come to the Lord to fill our hearts with things that are good and holy, to replace the desires of the flesh. And the internal state of our hearts manifests in the external, through our words, through our thoughts, through our deeds. We need God's continual forgiveness and his continual love to wash over our hearts again and again. You see, the Pharisees had made the law all about them. They'd made it about how good they were. They'd made it about how holy they were. And through their own actions, through their own strength, and through their own will. But that was never God's plan. The law was created by God to point back to himself, to show that he was the one who made them righteous, and that following him was what made them clean. But the Pharisees had taken this into their own hands. And that was never where it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be in the hands of God. That's why when Jesus was crucified, he bore the weight of all of our sin and shame. In his hands, the hands of God, he took everything that separated us from the Father. He took all of our muck, our dirt, our filth. And just as Jesus was buried, so was all of our sin. And as Jesus rose from the grave, as the stone was rolled away, he left all of that stuff in the tomb. Romans 5 says that just as one sin of Adam brought condemnation to all, Christ's one act of righteousness has brought new life and a right relationship with God to all. Jesus has done all of the work. Our righteousness is in his hands. We can't earn it. We can't work a little harder to achieve it. Jesus has already done it all. All we have to do is accept his gift, his gift of grace. Now, does that mean that we have a free pass to do whatever we want? Well, later in Romans 6, Paul goes on to address that question. He asks, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Of course not. He writes that since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? And let this be my encouragement for you today. Jesus' triumph on the cross and in the grave has crippled the power of sin in our lives once and for all. Our righteousness is found in Jesus Christ alone. Let's pray together now. Lord, thank you that through Jesus, we are made righteous in your eyes. We ask that you protect and guard our hearts to live each day for you and for you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's Bible reading is from Matthew 15, verses 1 to 20. Then some Pharisees and the teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat." Jesus replied, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honour your father and mother,' and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is devoted to God, they are not to honour their mother and father with it. Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites! Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules." Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them." Then the disciples came to him and asked, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this?" He replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Leave them, they are blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." Peter said, "Explain the parable to us." "Are you still so dull?" Jesus asked them. "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. Those are what defile a person. But eating with unwashed hands does not defile them."
We enter your gates with thanksgiving, and with thanksgiving we enter your gates. We pour out your praise in your presence, and in your presence we pour out your praise. And the song we sing forevermore. Spirit of our God, as it was in the song we sing to you alone. And the song we sing forevermore. And the song we sing to you alone. Oh, come on, let's pour his praises out. Come on, let's pour his praises loud. Oh, glory to the Father. Oh, glory to the Son. Oh, glory to the Spirit. Your glory shines.